The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning and welcome to the Money Makeover Show. It's approximately 9:07 on this beautiful day here in Central Texas. And you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. It's time to call in with your questions, comments, concerns about your financial life. Real estate questions, 529 questions, insurance questions, anything to do with money questions. Give us a call. It's toll-free anywhere in the continental United States at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals live to answer your questions for you. We discuss real-life issues, issues that you can face someday. My name is Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. We're headed into March Madness Week. I don't know if they refer to our show as March Madness or not.
Well, I don't know, but we got Ed running the board for us this morning, so we may have a little sports tint to it today.
That would be good.
Yeah, we don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I wonder where that old phrase comes from, mad as a March hare. I don't know
Jamie, I've never heard of that one.
Well, okay. You're from Minnesota, so...
No, I'm not from Minnesota.
Florida, Minnesota.
Yeah, they're about the same, aren't they, Florida and Minnesota? Anyway, thanks for joining us today. We got a lot of good items to talk about, but if you've got a topic or a question or something that you want us to discuss, give us a call. We can't read your mind. We would like to from here, but it's a little harder through the radio waves. But give us a call, and if you don't want your voice on the air, you can call us during the break, and we'll talk to you off the air. But you can give us a call here at 800-332-7879. Also, if you got to get out of your car and go into the... Well, just in your house. You can listen on the computer.
Yeah, I've had several people tell me in the last few weeks that they've discovered that they can actually listen to the show. They can get on their computer and go to the KWHI website and listen. And they're talking about how easy it is to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. You can listen live. If the show's there, you can call in, or it's your choice.
Send us emails. Yep. Modern technology allows you to do a lot of things now. I'm not going to make any claims as to who's listening in as you're trying to do some of that stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity. I've had attorneys who are listening now that I know of who are very, very happy to listen to the show. And they say there's a lot of great information, and that's the idea.
Yeah, we try and give you the options and choices and how things work in the financial world, because a lot of things don't come up very often in your life that you got to make decisions on. My wife got a thing. She's under TRS retirement. She's got to make a choice in the next 5-6 months of what plan does she want on her medical, because she's going to be applying for Medicare. And so, what choices do you make? Well, how many times do you make that choice in your life?
Once.
So, what choices should you make, and what are the ramifications? So we see a lot of those things. So it's still kind of nice. We see it more often.
We do see it more often.
So the idea that we have on this show is we're trying to teach you how things work. And if you're not sure, give us a call. And sometimes you do stump us because there's so much information out there, but we'll find out. we've got access to.
Well, that is part of the process, is the fact that we may not have all of the answers all the time, but at least we know where to go find them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of resources out there, and, you know, coming in for that free review is really a good idea. I get a little perturbed sometimes. My wife says she doesn't want to go to the doctor because she says the doctor's always looking to find something wrong. Well, that's his job.
Yeah.
You know, it's the doctor's job to see if there's anything wrong with you.
Yeah, hopefully there isn't, and he'll tell you then if there isn't.
And I know I think some of you are a little leery about coming in for that free review because you're afraid that we're going to try and find some things that you need to do. Well, that's our job, is to try and tell you what your options are and what the opportunities are. And if there are holes in your financial plan, we'll tell you about them. Now, as to whether or not you are willing to do anything about them, that's kind of up to you.
That's up to you. We don't judge you. We don't scold you. It's just, hey, here's something that you might want to look at, and here's some options and how they work. So that is that free review. You can call our office and schedule a time to come in. We're right here in downtown Brenham, so anywhere in Central Texas, you can come to the downtown Brenham office at right across the street from the courthouse. Our office phone number, you get a pencil, I'll give that to you in a little bit, and Sharon will set up a time for you. It's 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Call in, and Cheryl will set up Sharon. Oh, man, I'm dead meat when I get back to you. Okay. Sharon will set up a time for us, and you come on in for that free review. Today, we're talking about questions and things that come up not too often in your life. Jamie had some questions on the difference between Social Security file and suspend and Social Security restricted
filing.
Filing. Yeah. What's the difference, and can you still do both?
Because when you talk about them, they sound like they're the same thing, and they're not.
Yes. And I'll give you one case. It happened to a client I know. He did the file and suspend and had some different things come up. And so there's a lot of moving parts to Social Security. It's not just cut and dry. That's what most people don't know. Other thing is, and we have time, it's tax season. So what happens in tax season?
Scamming.
All the scammers come out, figure out how can they separate you from your money. And some of them are pretty ingenious ways to do that. So you got to be on your toes, and we'll touch on some of that also.
Yeah, so we're coming up on a break. So if you want to take the opportunity to go ahead and give us a call during the break, if you're afraid someone might hear your voice on the air, you can give us a call during the break at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. We always welcome your calls. We can talk about the things that we were going to talk about, but we'd much rather talk about the things that you're interested in and answer the questions that you have.
You got it. So give us a call. My name is Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, Ed running the board for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on all kinds of jobs around your property with a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor. The Kubota BX is gentle on turf, but has the power and versatility to handle a wide range of garden and yard chores. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, and other historical landmarks, as well as numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 21 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Keep your boat maintained for safe, trouble-free boating and save when you go to Schmidt Boat Repair on Highway 36 South in Brenham. Chad and Robert, owners of Schmidt Boat Repair, appreciate your patronage and look forward to serving you in the future. For engine repair, boat and trailer electrical work, maintenance, and more, bring your boat and trailer to Schmidt Boat Repair to enjoy trouble-free boating. Schmidt's Boat Repair, 4 miles south of Brenham on Highway 36. Call 979-836-3033 or visit them online at schmidtboatrepair.com.
Lauren Concrete, family owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lauren Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lauren Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lauren. Find out more about Lauren Concrete by visiting their website at laurenconcrete.com.
Hi, this is Randy Wells, and we're excited to announce the opening of our Higgins South location at 2268 South Market Street, formerly the JCPenney store. And any individuals, corporations, or churches looking for volunteer opportunities, we would love to have you be a part of the vision. So please contact 979-830-1488, 979-830-1488 for future volunteer opportunities. Thank you for supporting the vision.
The Brenham Clinic and the City of Brenham are teaming up again in 2017 to offer Walk with a Doc at Hope Park on the fourth Saturday of the month from 9 till 10 a.m. It begins with a health talk with a local physician, followed by a 30-minute walk. What better way to start your weekend than on your feet, making strides to improve your general health? For more information, call 979-337-7254. Walk with the Doc is free for everyone. Because of the holidays, Walk with the Doc will not meet in November or December of 2017.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Thanks for joining us today. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Ed's running the studio for us this morning because Craig's sleeping in late this morning.
Well, yeah, I don't think Craig
I don't
is
think
sleeping
he's sleeping
in
late, not with his daughters.
I think his kids are off of school this week, yeah. And Craig is probably very, very busy.
Yes, that's okay.
If I have any inkling about what kids do.
Yeah, he's got some time off today, so that's good for him. But Ed will take care of us this morning.
That's right.
So a couple things that we got going for us this morning is Social Security. That's always a hot topic because there's so much of the population, and you might be one of them, that's getting close to that age. Social Security, is it 65? Is it 66? Is it file and suspend? Is it restricted filing? Haven't even touched about Medicare Part A and B, but that's a different topic.
Yeah, Social Security and Medicare are two different things.
Correct. So we're just touching on Social Security this morning. And so, Jamie, you had a question or somebody asked you about the file and suspend versus restricted.
Well, there is a difference between file and suspend when it comes to filing for Social Security and a restricted application. If you've been thinking about doing file and suspend.
Which was very popular for many years.
Very, very popular. It was really a very good strategy. But Congress and Social Security decided that it was a loophole.
A little too good of a strategy.
Too good of a strategy. And so if you're thinking about filing and suspending, that option is no longer available.
Yep.
And so you cannot file and suspend. File and suspend, what that meant was you could file for benefits when you reach full retirement age, file for benefits under your Social Security and suspend them until later date.
Yeah, I don't want them right now because I'm still working full-time or whatever. We'll just let them grow, and they grow at 8% a year.
Guaranteed.
Think of that. Would you like a CD at 8% a year?
And that does not count the cost of living increases.
Yeah. So that was file and suspend.
That was file and suspend. And when you did that, your spouse was able to file on your benefits because you had filed and suspended.
And
that's no longer available.
Correct. Now, the spouse can still file on your benefits, but you got to be taking them. That's the difference now.
Well, and that comes to what we call a restricted filing.
Oh, no, I take that back. You don't have to be taking them. Okay, it's just pretty tight stuff.
Restricted filing, under restricted filing, once you reach full retirement age, rather than filing on your benefits, you can file on your spouse's benefits. And the reason it's called restricted is it's a restricted filing on your part. You're not filing for all of your benefits. You're filing a restricted filing. And that's why it's called the restricted application for benefits. And you can file on your spouse's benefits. And so it's similar to file and suspend, but it's not file and suspend. And it's called a restricted filing. And so when you reach full retirement age, if you want your benefits to continue to grow, you don't file on your benefits. You would file on your spouse's benefits. And that way your benefits can continue to grow at 8%, and you would be getting benefits based on your spouse's work record rather than on yours.
See, and that was, and that's a limited number of people because you had to be, I believe, 62 years old when that rule went into play to be able to do that at full retirement age. If you were under 62, it's not available to you.
Yeah, if you were born after a certain date in 1954, restricted filing is not even available to you.
So they're cutting out quite a few loopholes here, but
they're looking at saving money. When they eliminated file and suspend, they thought that was going to save the Social Security system somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion in benefits. And you say, well, good, that's going to save Social. Well, as someone who's receiving benefits, you have to realize that's $1 billion. That the government, that the public in general is not going to be getting. And yeah. So, and it's $1 billion in benefits that are not going to be paid out. And they limited now the restricted filing. And so if you're born after 1954, you can't even file a restricted benefit. But restricted benefits can still be a good option. I know, Doug, that you and your wife have looked at filing restricted benefits because that's an option that's available to you.
Yeah, when we get there, because I'm going to work until I can't talk on the radio anymore.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. But at that point, because I don't need the Social Security benefit, so I can let mine ride, and 8%, I'll take an 8% return most any day.
Right.
And my wife is already retired. So I could file on her benefit once I get to retirement age, and she hasn't filed for it because she's not full retirement age yet, and she doesn't need it. So
yeah, and see the difference there. Rather than filing and suspended, you're not going to file on your benefits. You're going to file on your spouse's benefits, and so it's a restricted filing.
And then mine will just mine when two, three, 4 years after the fact that I could have filed.
Whenever you decide you have to start taking Social Security benefits at age 70. And so in that particular case, in your example, when you reach age 70, you would have to start filing on your benefits.
Yeah, instead of my spouse's.
Instead of your spouse's. And that's why it's called a restricted filing, because you're not filing for full benefits under your program. You're filing for the restricted benefits that are available to you through your spouse.
Okay. Now, there's some of you out there, and there'll be a fewer numbers on that file and suspend. Because we had a client that did this. He filed and suspended because he was over 66.
That was when it was still available.
He was still available to him. And and that way his wife filed on his benefit, and her benefit went up, and he had a special needs daughter, and she filed on his. And they had a huge pay increase because he filed suspended, but his wife was going through chemo and whatever, and she died. And so at that point, he had been in it 6 months, and he thought, why do I need to suspend right now? Because her benefit's not being paid anymore. She's not with us anymore. The daughter's still filing. And so he did a one time. You got 12 months from the date that you started filing at full retirement age to go back and do it over again. So he went back and went to the Social Security office and said, I don't want to suspend anymore. I want to go back from day one and start my benefits from there, which would be a reduced, his full retirement benefit, but not a year's worth more, 8% more. And they sent him a lump sum check for all the months he didn't get. But you can only do that in the first year. the first 12 months. So those of you, there's some of you out there that may have that option. You may want to look at that.
Well, that's the thing, is you think that Social Security benefits are pretty simple, and there are so many different variations of benefits that you can receive under Social Security. And so, like in that particular case, you know, we haven't even talked about survivor benefits.
Yes.
Survivor benefits and spousal benefits are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
And many times survivor benefits are better than spousal benefits. I ran across a situation where a couple had remarried. I think they were like age 67 when they remarried. They were both widowers. And so the female had been getting benefits on survivor benefits from her first marriage because that was higher than half of her current husband. You can see how convoluted this gets. So when her current spouse passed away, now she had to file for spousal benefits under her current husband because those benefits were almost double the survivor benefits she was getting from her first husband.
So on her second, she outlived two husbands, and the second husband's survivor benefit was much, much higher than the first one.
That's right.
Yeah, you better.
It gets very convoluted. I read an article once that said there are thousands of permutations on getting Social Security benefits, and so you really have to, you know,
you need to ask.
You need to ask.
Yeah, because just because you can't assume on that one because of the little nuances here and there, but it's a lot of money, and the Social Security office here in Brenham is really good.
Yeah, and the advantage here in Brenham is the fact that you don't have to wait in big, long lines like you do in Harris County.
Yeah, the other part is, but you got to know what to ask, because they're not allowed to give you advice saying, hey, you might want to take this option versus this one. They can, if you ask them, what's the difference between this option and this option, they can tell you. But if you don't ask, they can't all come up with all kinds of advice for you.
And you know, I mean, one of the things you can do when you go in is say, give me what all of my options are and what the payment would be.
Yes.
And, you know,
be nice when you ask. because that's
a lot of work for them.
Yes.
Or you can come in and see us and bring in your work record, and we can We can run an analysis on it. We have some vendors who can do that for us, and they'll tell you what your best options are.
Yeah, they'll give you the two or three best options and explain why this one versus this one versus this one based on your numbers and your situation.
So you're making an intelligent decision because you've got all the correct information in front of you. That's a lot different than making a decision based on a lack of knowledge.
Yeah, and you got to watch out for some of the terminology, too. Just because the words are there.
Yeah, because if you talk, and that's the reason I wanted to talk about it this morning. If you talk about file and suspend and restricted filing, they almost sound identical, but they're not.
Yeah, and so it just got to be careful on the words, and that's why we offer that free review. You come on in, bring your stuff in. We've been doing this for decades, three decades. That's a long time. So we've seen all kinds of things, and like we said at the beginning of the show, we don't necessarily know everything exactly how it works, but we know what questions to ask and where to get the information from. And so we can help you do that. And that's one of the things we like to do for our radio listeners, because we'd like to develop a relationship with you. So when you win the lottery, you look us up. We'll help you. But anyway, just come on in. I'll give you our office phone number. Our office is right downtown Brenham on Main Street.
Lots of parking available.
Yeah, front and back. If something's busy on the courthouse, because we're right across the street from the courthouse, you might have to park in the back, but lots of free public parking back there. It used to be called the Atrium Building. I don't know if it still is or not, but it's got a big atrium, so they call it the Atrium Building. We're in there, first floor, 105 East Main Street, easy to come to, easy to find. Give us a call and talk to Sharon and set up the time for your free review. Our office phone number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903, Central Texas. If you've got kids and they live in the Houston or Harris County area and they have trouble getting out here and you want to, we have a Houston office near the Galleria on St. James Place, so we can meet you there. We've had that happen several Grandpa and Grandma live out here in Brenham or Central Texas, but the kids that they want to have at that meeting are in Houston, and to try and get everybody together is easy to get together in Houston than it is here, and that's fine.
Either way.
Yeah, we're in both places. Free review for you. Just give us a call and come on in.
In the meantime, we'll be coming up on a break here in a second, and if you want to give us a call on the show again, you can give us a call. The number is 1-800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. We're coming up on a break. If you want to get your question in and don't want to have your voice on the air, it's a good time to give us a call.
Yeah.
And we'll get the opportunity to talk about it in the show.
Right. If you don't come up with any suggestions, we're going to talk about some, since it's tax season now, some IRS tax scams. So right now, coming up on a break, my name is Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, Ed running the board for us. You're listening to The Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clays Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Is your home different than your neighbor's? Sure it is, and you should insure it differently as well. Personalized insurance, specifically designed to fit your insurance needs. At Wellman Insurance Agency, we'll start with a solid basic policy with one of the many companies we represent and build the protection you need for your home, no more, no less. There is also a variety of potential discounts available to help control your cost. Coverage, price, service that only a local independent agency can provide, because we know you from your neighbor. That's Wellman Insurance Agency, 103 East Academy in Brenham. Call 836-3600.
Attention hard-working Texans. Here's your opportunity to advance your career in the energy field. CatSpec Specialty, a stronghold company, will be hosting a job fair Friday, March 17th and Saturday, March 18th from 8 to 5 at the Landmark Event Center, 289 West Main Street in Giddings. CatSpec needs experienced workers for upcoming projects starting now for the next several years. Jobs specialize in catalyst changeouts, mechanical turnarounds, and shutdowns in oil and gas refineries located in the U.S. Experienced workers are preferred, but anyone interested is encouraged to apply. CatSpec always provides great training. Applicants must be willing to travel, have valid driver's license or state ID, plus valid Social Security and TWIC cards. All candidates must also be able to pass urine, hair, and alcohol tests, as well as background check. Don't miss the CatSpec Job Fair Friday and Saturday, March 17th and 18th, from 8 to 5 at the Landmark Event Center at 289 West Main Street in Giddings. For more information, call Melvin Crouch at 361-537-2877.
I'm Bob Tallman. If you've ever been to rodeos around Texas, you've probably heard my voice. I've had a long career working in all areas of agriculture with all kinds of people. At the heart of my success and the work I do today is 4-H. It helped shape my life and is still helping young people get a handle on what's important, like values, integrity, ethics, responsibility. That's what 4-H fosters. Whether you live in the heartland or in the heart of the city, I want you to bring your kids, get involved, raise a leader. 4-H.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Man, this is more like it. Ed's picking us some new music. All right. Is this what you play on your show?
This is New Orleans version.
Yeah, New Orleans version.
Little Johnny Paycheck, me and the IRS.
Yeah, you and the IRS. Okay,
there you go.
That's a good one.
See, he picked out the right name, Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah, that's
IRS.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's why you deal with professionals who are running that board and picking the tunes. But welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the country store between 9 and 10 a.m. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name is Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, and Ed running the board for us. Did I give the phone number? 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. See, you need to be listening on a regular basis, because last week I made a comment about two of our regular listeners. One of them wasn't listening, and he came up in the donut hour on Sunday and said, "I heard you talking about me." I said, "Well, but you'll never know unless you listen in." So we got good information. Right now, it's tax season, if you haven't noticed. And tax season, there's lots of forms flowing around. There's money. People want to get their refunds back. And the IRS is on people's minds, and scammers know that.
Well, the thing about it is, when tax returns are filed, one of two things happen. And either you're going to pay or the IRS is going to send you a refund. What that means then is there's money flowing back and forth. Mm-hmm. And scammers take this opportunity to try and capture
some of that
money flow. And you have to be aware that there's a lot of scams that go on. And you want to avoid them if at all possible. And okay. So what we want to try and do is tell you what some of the things that the scammers try to do. This was from an article written by Tina Oram. It was in the Houston Chronicle, I think, in Sunday's paper. But where they talked about some of the scams that go on and things that you can do and things you need to be aware of.
Yeah, I know in the IRS.gov, they have a list every year of 10 or 12 different scams. And some of them, I looked at those and thought, man, that's just common sense. But sometimes it isn't so common.
Well, that's right. First of all, you should know how the IRS initiates contact with you.
That's key. That's the big key.
It is one of the big things to realize is the IRS should never, ever try and contact you by email. The IRS will not do that.
Yep.
The other thing is the IRS will never, ever contact you by phone. They will not call you on the phone saying that you owe money.
Or that if you don't pay, we're going to come get, we have a
put
warrant
you in
for
jail.
Your arrest. Yeah.
Yeah, because I got three of those phone calls myself.
Yes.
That they were going to send me to jail if I didn't pay my taxes. I said, well, I already paid my taxes.
Yeah.
Who are you?
That's right.
You know. And so the only way that the IRS should probably contact you is by letter. If the IRS wants something from you, they will send you a letter. They won't contact you by email. They will not contact you by phone. Now, I will say that if you're a business, sometimes the IRS does call businesses. But individuals, that never happens.
Yeah.
The IRS is not going to call you on the phone unless you request that they call you, and they will not contact you by email. So if you receive a phone call or an email, supposedly from the IRS, it's bogus. It's a scam.
Yeah, that and some of them get pretty scary if you don't realize that. And the other thing is don't ever, especially on emails, call back on the number that's on the email. Do not call that number back. Get the number from someplace else. Because sometimes they'll do this for bank or credit cards or banking, same thing. They'll send you some emails or whatever that you owe or you've been charged.
Well, that's what they're trying. They're collecting information. And, you know, we refer to that as phishing. But if you receive an email or a phone call like that, what you should do is report it to the IRS. And the IRS, to their credit, has an email address that you can go to. It's called phishing@irs.gov. So phishing is spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
I always kind of wonder how they put the PA, I guess, keep it away from the fishing, the fun type. We
right.
throw a line in the water. And
so if you receive emails supposedly from the IRS, report it to the IRS so that the IRS can, you know, try and track it down and or publish it on the website, as you had mm-hmm. said, as one of these scam deals. So that's phishing at IRS.gov. So you need to go ahead and report it. And then if you owe tax, you know, you can always call the IRS to verify information. If you're yeah. contacted, don't call the numbers. If you get a yeah. phone call, don't call that number. If you get an email, don't call that number. But if you have questions or you owe back taxes or whatever it happens to be, you can always call the IRS to straighten things out. Mm-hmm. Again, the IRS is not going to contact you by phone or by email. But if you have a situation that you need to address with the IRS, you can always give the IRS a phone call.
Now, when you do that, you got to be a little patient because the IRS is, I think their budget was cut. And so it may take you two or three times to get to somebody.
And that would be different in what way?
Yeah, okay. Just a little patient when you do that. It's not pick up the phone and call them and you talk to somebody on the first, second ring. It isn't going to happen. But call, find their information from a different source. Do not reply back to phone calls and or emails.
Exactly. And the other thing is if you filed your tax return and you owe, don't ever give that information over the phone or by email. The IRS never asks for credit, debit, prepaid card, or bank information via phone, email, text, or social media. The IRS simply does not do that. And so do not try and pay, you know, if you get a phone call and says mm-hmm. you can pay by phone, if it's for your convenience, and there'll be, you know, that's a scam. Don't give that information out over the phone. Like you had said, Doug, do not do that. So if someone says that you can pay by phone or by email, do not respond to that. That's another scam where they're trying to get your money and get your information.
Now, you kind of wonder, because like you said, if you owe taxes and then you get this phone call saying, okay, you can pay your taxes by this and this, how'd they find out?
Right.
Well, what they do is they send out 10 million emails, and hopefully they hit something. That's like they're going fishing.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is if you get a phone call like that is just hang up on them. And my dad's terrible about this. Yeah, he'll get these phone calls, and even if he knows it's a scam, he keeps them on the phone.
He likes to play with them.
You know, just hang up, Dad. You're wasting your time.
Well, he's retired. Maybe he enjoys it.
What you need to do is just hang up.
Yeah.
If you get phone calls like that, just hang up. Don't give out any information. You don't even have to say hi. You know,
yeah.
Just hang up on them and move on down the road because
you're probably not talking to a person anyway.
Well, the other thing is when you do talk or answer, now you're on the list.
Yep.
This person responds.
Live number.
That's
right.
We've
got a live number here.
And so you don't want that either. And so, as we mentioned, this is that time of year when a lot of this is going on because money's moving around, whether in the form of the IRS sending you a refund or you paying tax that you owe. And there are a lot of devious people out there trying to get at that money.
Okay, another little trick on this, when you get a phone call and you do end up with a live person, listen when the phone call, when you pick it up and you say hello and there's no answer or response in the first second. What it is, it's a boiler room. The people are sitting in front of a computer and the computer is dialing thousands of numbers. And if they find one that somebody picks up and says hello or says, you know, can I help you? Then that flashes up on the screen and the person then punches the key in and then they start talking. So you're just a number. It's just if there's a pause between the time you say hello and the time you get to the person, you're just a number among ten thousands and thousands.
They deal in fear too.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that with the IRS,
they can throw you in jail.
Yeah,
they really can.
You have to prove that you don't owe tax if you're dealing with the IRS, and so it's a frightening thing. And as we get older, you know, it's...
You don't like those.
You're in fear of stuff like that, and that's why they prey on people who are
seniors,
up there in age.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
Okay. I guess we got a phone caller, which was great. Hopefully we get the right buttons here, but good morning. You're on the Money Makeover Show. Are you there? We're working on it. We're getting it. We're trying the right buttons. That's what happens when you got a couple rookies here. Somehow we're going to get the big computer where you just push the button and said caller, and away we go. But good morning. You're on the
Money. Good morning.
Morning.
What can we help you with?
Well, I've just been listening to your radio show this morning, and you're saying that the IRS, under normal circumstances, will never call you. As an individual. So why on our tax returns they do ask for a daytime phone number down there right at the very bottom, right above the our signature? Is that just a form of ID, another form of...
It goes into the record so that they would send you a letter, and if you called them back and didn't reach them, which is highly likely, they have a phone number to call you back then, but that's because you initiated it. They won't call you to initiate the conversation. But it's like anything. The bank does the same thing, your doctor's office, dentist's office. They want your phone number, social security number, whatever, just so that if there is needed to have some communication, they have a current phone number for you.
Yeah, because it always asks for the daytime phone number, so it has to be a daytime contact.
Right.
I was just curious about that, since.
And that's that's a great question, because it sounds like the IRS will call you. But as Doug says, the IRS will never initiate the phone call. You have to call them, and then they will have on record a phone number to get back with you. Because what happens sometimes, I think, is you'll initiate a phone call and then not give a phone number to call them back, but they have your name and so.
Yeah, because you leave a message on their machine, you know, on the machine, whatever, because they're not available right then, and a lot of people don't give a number, which isn't that, but they have your number then, it matches up with your information, so they can give you a call back.
But the IRS will never initiate it. But that's a great question.
That is a good question.
You know, why do they put it? Why do they ask for it if they're not going to use it?
That is so right. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks,
thanks
for
the
listening.
Call.
Yeah, that's. I remember getting those phone calls. We're in the business, and some of them just sound so dang scary. I don't know how they do that, but I know I don't owe you. Well, I do owe money every once in a while on taxes. But.
But as I said, you know, you are dealing with the IRS, and all of us, you know, are afraid of the IRS, whether that's founded or not. There are a lot of good people working at the IRS. I know people who work at there, and there's a lot of good people there. Mm-hmm. But as an organization, the IRS is intimidating because you owe tax, and everybody needs to pay their fair share of taxes. And so when you're dealing with the IRS, it can be very intimidating. And again, that's why scammers are aware of the fact that most people have this innate fear of dealing with the IRS. And so they prey on that fear to try and get you to do something that you normally wouldn't do. And by the way, if you get a letter from the IRS, what should you do? Call your CPA or tax preparer.
Whoever did your taxes. Whoever didn't,
you don't have to call them yourself. You can get whoever does the taxes for you to...
Because when you're dealing with the IRS, I've got this out of January of 2017... from Steve McDonald, talking about fighting the IRS, saying that you owe taxes, and they say you owe taxes, and you say, no, I don't. Well, you go to tax court, the 12 months that ended in May 31st, 2016, IRS won 75% of all the cases that went to tax court outright. Taxpayers won 10%, and so the balance, 15% or so, were split decisions that you owe partial and the IRS doesn't get it all, whatever. But odds 75% against you, against the IRS tax court. So they need to do that, because otherwise, if you're not afraid of the IRS, why should I pay my tax? Because a lot of people are.
Well, the IRS has no intention of harassing you. You know, if you owe tax, you owe tax. It's pretty simple. But it is interesting because, you know, we think of the court system. We've mentioned mm-hmm. this before. When you go to tax court, you have to prove that you do not owe the tax. Otherwise, you owe it.
Yeah, and if it's a frivolous argument, the IRS can hit you with a fine up to $25,000 in addition to the tax and interest that you owe. So you can't just go in there and be claiming some wild hair thing, because they can zap you with a fine for that. They don't play around, but that's their job.
Yeah.
That's their job
to do
that.
If you owe tax, it's your civic obligation to pay tax. We all pay tax.
And then sometimes you make a mistake. I know I did one 4 or 5 years ago. I had filed 1099, and I put the wrong number in on one form versus the transmittal form. And so 2 years later, I get a letter from the IRS, and they always come on a Friday afternoon, so you can't do anything about it. I don't know how they do that, but it's a Friday afternoon, so you get to stew about it all weekend that the IRS says, hey, you know, you need to contact us because there's a discrepancy here or whatever. And fine, but I took care of it then. It was a discrepancy, and you just took care of it. So,
right.
And that was it. We did a couple letters, and everything was fine. Friday afternoon, you can count on it. That's when the letter will come.
You sound a little bitter, Doug.
Yeah, I know. I've had a few of those, because when you're in business, there's a lot of different things that you run into. The depreciation, automobiles,
equipment. We've talked about red flags, and there are certain things when you file your tax return. They all go into a computer, and there are certain things that the IRS is looking for. And in different years, there are different things that they're focused on.
Yeah, and some of them just say, please clarify.
Right.
And you clarify, and they say, okay, case closed. Or, no, we need more. Then you better call your CPA or accountant or whoever did your taxes, unless you did your own.
And see, when it comes to financial planning, that's one of the things that you have to be aware of. If you're working with a planner or an advisor, and they're saying, we have this tax strategy, well, or am I the first person who's trying this tax strategy?
Yes.
Or, you know,
has it been done many, many, many times?
Because the IRS issues private letter rulings, which are not binding on any except for that particular case, but tends to say that on these type of circumstances, if they're the same, this is how we'll rule. Filing tax returns can get pretty complicated depending on what your situation is.
I'll give you an example of where the IRS may look at it. It's a charitable remainder unit trust.
CRUT.
And then there's a NIMCRUT, and there's other CRUTs.
Yeah, that's right.
But a charitable remainder unit trust. It's a tax strategy. You make a gift while you're alive to a charity, but you are going to get a income stream off of that as long as you're alive, or you and your spouse are alive, or you and your spouse and a certain number of years, you get an income stream. But the IRS has a calculation saying, okay, if we give $100,000 and we take an income stream for our lifetime, the remainder, the IRS on their formulas calculates a $50,000 gift to this nonprofit, you get a $50,000 tax deduction in the year you make the gift. Okay, so let's think about this. I give $100,000 to this charity. I get an income stream as long as I live and my spouse lives, and I still get these are hypothetical numbers, $50,000 tax write-off. That sounds pretty darn good.
It is good.
But that's a tax strategy, and that's one that's been proven, though.
Right.
And so the IRS, they'll look at that, because not too many people know about that. It's mostly foundations and so on.
But yeah, generally speaking, what we're trying to say is you do not want to be the test case.
That's right.
For a new tax strategy.
So we're coming up on a break right now. If you got a question or comment and don't want your voice on the air, you better start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Big Ed running the board for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
You got women on your mind.
Baker's Ag Service, in business in Brenham for over 20 years, can fulfill your dreams of a great-looking farm or ranch. Call 979-277-4435 for dozer work, pond building or repair, brush clearing and shredding, welding and fencing, and land clearing by dozer or now by mulching. Call Baker's Ag Service at 979-277-4435 or email them at boekeragservice@gmail.com. Baker's Ag Service in Brenham, providing the best land clearing and brush removal jobs available. Fully insured for your protection.
Need a new water well? Call J.B. Waterwells in Brenham at 979-830-0625. Justin Bilski can service your existing system or install a new system, including drilling a new well, new pump installation, testing, and pump service and repairs. Using the latest technology to complete your system, Justin ensures that it's working properly, including constant pressure pumps and solar pumps. Are you battling hard water buildup, rust stains, or spots and cloudiness on your dishes? J.B. Waterwells can solve your water problems. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, J.B. Waterwells specializes in water softeners, iron filters, sediment filters, and drinking water systems. Call Justin at 979-830-0625. He'll test your water, design a plan for making your water better, and give you a free estimate. Find out more online at jbwaterwellservice.com or call 979-830-0625. J.B. Waterwells is licensed and insured. Call 979-830-0625 today or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com.
Do you have a hearing problem or could it just be earwax? Paget Hearing Center's number one priority is you. Stop in March 14th through the 16th for their special hearing open house, offering a free electronic hearing screening, free otoscope exam, and free demonstration of Starkey's new Muse and Halo 2 hearing aids. Paget's open house offers more time for individual discussion about how to meet your specific hearing needs. Paget Hearing Center, 100 West Alamo in Brenham. Call 979-353-4344 for an appointment. But call today. Appointments are limited.
UltraClean Pressure Washing and Parking Lot Striping, 15 years and running. Call 979-451-2451 for very affordable rates on home, farm, and commercial power washing to help keep your property looking great. Carports, sidewalks, decks, siding, parking lots, whatever you need cleaned, UltraClean Pressure Washing can get the job done. Plus, they also offer parking lot striping, painting, and fence cleaning, among other services. Just call the Mold Doctor at UltraClean Pressure Washing and Parking Lot Striping, 979-451-2451.
Are you ready for the season ahead? Get ready and rolling with the compact or utility tractor you need from WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy. Buy select New Holland tractors now and get 0% financing for 72 months. That's 6 years with no finance charges on Boomer and Workmaster Series tractors, or choose cashback. Offer ends June 30th, so don't wait. Get ready and rolling. Hurry into WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy. For commercial use only. Customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Why should you take your family to see America's most beloved characters from everyone's favorite street? Because there's nothing like seeing Sesame Street live. Do something good for your family and make a memory that will last a lifetime. Experience Sesame Street Live, coming to a stage near your neighborhood.
Elmo Makes Music, playing the theater at the Frank Irwin Center March 24th through 26th. Tickets on sale through TexasBoxOffice.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Country Paws Rescue Incorporated of Hempstead.
Good morning. We're going to wind up today's show. We were talking so much.
Well, we got carried away.
Yeah, we got carried away. Had a good time. But just
But that last ad there, I thought that we were in a cat show.
Oh, no, we're in a money show. Taxes. Last year, I got out of the Internal Revenue Service, 54.4% of the American taxpayers, 50.4 million out of 92 million returns that earned less than 50%. 50,000 paid no federal income
tax.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for joining us today. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and Ed, sports doc Ed, running the show for us.
Did a good job today.
We didn't even get into that one. It's just kind of one. What are the odds of the New York, who was it that just won the World Series? Forget it. I'll do that next time.
Next time.
Thanks for joining us. See you back here on Wednesday.
show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.